The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ger Gilroy with me from Off the Ball to look ahead to the weekend sporting action. Is there League of Ireland this weekend, Ger?
It's funny you should ask. Tonight, Shamrock Rovers play against Stephen Kenny's St Patrick's Athletic. And they're coming up on the rails. So Rovers obviously have won the last four league titles in a row.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, big surge, late surge for the title.
They were $2.5 million in debt last year, which was basically the amount of money that you might make from qualifying for the group stages of the Champions League, or the Europa League, or the Conference League, as they eventually did qualify for. So this year they should be break even. But if they don't win it, there's a good opportunity for Shells or Derry to establish the fact that there's not just one team in the league at the moment. But they've been brilliant until last week, when they were still brilliant. And one of the Derry City forwards dived with barely 2 minutes left to go. A penalty was given. It was scored. They dropped 2 points and it felt like the momentum was gone. However, nobody else around them is actually doing well enough at the moment. So Shelburne have been in a bit of free fall. Derry obviously got that point last week, but aren't great. So they're still both ahead of Rovers in the table. And Rovers tonight play St Pat's, who are actually the best team in current form in the league, with Stephen Kenny finally getting his message across. I say finally. It's only been a very brief time he's been there. So this is about as exciting a title race as we've had.
And is the sense with Derry and Shells that they're a little maybe like a kind of an Arsenal last year with Man City kind of clawing them back in, that they just don't have the strength and depth and inevitably they were going to stumble?
I think so. Okay. I think we thought Rovers had blown it a couple of weeks ago when they lost the game. You're like, that gap is too big. But actually their form has improved and they've started to win big games, and they should have won last week as well. They've got big games coming in the Conference League. Players are coming back from injury. Their squad depth is far superior to the other two. And obviously they know how to get it done. And so if they weren't to win it, I think it would be really good for the league.
Like, yeah.
Shells obviously have really strong ownership. They've got the totemic figure of Damien Duff, who is only in his second season and is on the verge of building a league-winning team. Derry have a billionaire owner and a manager who's given out about the Dublin media not coming up to see them. And there's a bit of fire and brimstone coming from there. So if these three teams and St Pat's next year were to be competitive in the league, then suddenly you've got a situation where the league is on a relatively strong footing at the top level, while Dundalk are wrestling for their very existence. So, you know, never a dull moment in the world's greatest league.
What about then in the Premier League? So, I mean, everyone in action, as it were, but it's kind of a very much a mid-table clash that's arguably the most interesting game. City or United against Spurs.
You say that, but they're both going to vie for fifth this year.
Oh
right?
My God, how exciting.
That's their
the Intertoto Cup.
Get into, well, it'll be Champions League next year because of the extra positions.
Oh, sorry, yes.
So the new bloated format of the tournament, which means that there's games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week, and then
an administrative change making Eric Ten Hag successful by default.
Again, it's a bit like the Irish football team and how we're still in League B.
Yeah, I can't understand that.
We've been relegated about five times and we keep failing upwards. But yeah, look, I think this is one of those scenarios where we don't know what's going to happen with... Essentially, Manchester United replaced all of the football brains in the club and they've decided that they're not going to do anything just yet, which is an interesting way of going about stuff. Maybe they need to find a candidate that they can really get behind. But they've spent a fortune. Spurs are still a little bit Spursy.
Yeah.
Won last night with a very strong team, which maybe is too strong a team considering they've got such a big game on Sunday, but they did it.
But these are two, well, is it fair to say these are two managers who kind of maybe feel the sword of Damocles dangling over their head?
Well, it would be mad if Spurs were to get rid of Ange.
I know, but still there's headlines about it. And even if the headlines are denying that it's happening or that, you know, it's a possibility, it's still a headline about it.
It's true. The English football media is so weird and so angry all the time that they could get this guy sacked, even though clearly he's what they need. They need a long-term vision. They need somebody who can mould young players, make them better, play an attacking brand of football that everybody wants to go to their incredible stadium to go and watch. And he's the man. He is the man that they need. And so this is a little difficult bit where last season he started brilliantly, didn't finish very well, had a lot of injuries. This year they've had some injuries. They haven't started great, but actually their performances are not bad.
Yeah.
And they had a tricky enough fixture list at the start. Now the fixture list begins to ease up a bit. It's only Man United. And so if they were to win this, you'd start to feel like a corner has been turned.
Okay.
Equally, lose and suddenly it's like, oh, sack him. What does he know? He's Australian anyway.
Yeah, what does he know about our game? Go back where you came from, Ange. Anyway, URC, this weekend. So last weekend, opening weekend, Leinster beat Edinburgh, Munster beat Connacht. That was a tight game.
They were all great games.
Yeah.
Even
Leinster kind of pulled away a little towards the end.
And then conceded a try.
I turned it off when they started to pull away.
I'd say a lot of people did, but they did concede late tries and it ended up a 2-point game in the end.
Yeah.
So everybody's vaguely happy. It's the first day of the season. But winning away in Scotland is actually tricky. The Scottish teams have got much better in the last couple of seasons. The South African teams roll into the competition properly this weekend for the first time. I think Connacht had a new halfback partnership, a 23-year-old Irish scrum half and a 29-year-old former All Black out half who looked absolutely dynamic. And now outside them, Mac Hansen was back. Bundiaki is going to be back available. They've got some other young talent coming through. And they look like they might be one of the most exciting teams in the league. They might not win every game. Their defence probably isn't strong enough just yet. And they don't have a whole lot of heft in the pack. But hands up, the URC, I thought, was a joke 5 seasons ago. Most of the Irish teams were playing their B teams or shipping the third tier players off to Connacht to get game time. It's been transformed. It's like definitely one of the best success stories in European sport over the last while.
What was the change? Because Stephen Meek talked about this actually last week as well. What was the change?
Two things happened. One, the South African teams came in, and the first tier of South African teams who came in were crap. And
yeah,
they were getting absolutely spanked the whole time. Then they got rid of those and got the good South African teams in. So all the best players, many of the world's best players, play for those teams or have. And like Sia Khaleesi is going to be back playing in this league now. And that was a big boon. And then the other thing that happened was European qualification wasn't guaranteed for all of the teams.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a big shot in the arm for the Irish club to take it very seriously in terms of there would always be a game at the Aviva for Leinster, which is basically $1 million in revenue. So if that's at risk, you're going to play your strongest team more often. So the best players played more often. And the standard rose, and I think the standard of rugby generally in this part of the world is getting better. They changed the rules. It's a better game now than it was 10 years ago. And I think they just got the marketing around it right as well. So hats off to the executives and, in fairness, the unions who decided that they needed to fix this. Now, of course, they are immediately talking about getting rid of it and joining with England. So we'll see what
happens. Right. Ger Gilroy from Off the Ball. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.